The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live bettings, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Ross. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code Ross, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
It's the Ross Tucker Football Podcast.
Yeah, it is. But it's not just any Ross Tucker Football Podcast. It is a Finish Strong Friday presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, America's number one rated sportsbook app. And that Finish Strong Friday means a bunch of things. Number one, I'll tell you about last night's game. I was there, Jets, Broncos. Wasn't expecting it to be that kind of a game. Pretty crazy, number one. Number two, give you my picks for each and every game in week number four in the NFL. And then number three, winners, Bri. Winners. We get to give out more winners today.
Want to know which team is going to
win? I want winners. I want people that want to win.
So do I, Mike Singletary. So do I. And by the way, Bri, you better not go back in and edit that. That was like less than a second and a half. Nobody's perfect. Nobody cares. Just so you guys know, Brian's like a stickler for details. So he wants to go in. He hit the wrong button or the wrong button fired by accident. You do not need to do that, Bri. That was barely even noticeable other than me talking about it right now and making sure everyone noticed it.
Thanks, Ross. Now you just saved me about 10 minutes of work. Thank you.
Yes. I thought you were going to be mad at me for bringing it up. That's all right. Hey, here's the winners, okay? Dennis Walsh liked one of our posts earlier in the week on Facebook. Shout out to Dennis. That's awesome. Really appreciate it. And you are a winner. So let me know if you want a press pass like last night's Broncos-Jets game, the first ever Brett Rypien start, first win for the Broncos this year, perhaps the last game of the Adam Gase era. It's pretty cool. It has my picture on it and stuff. Let me know, Ross at rostucker.com. The sponsor confirmation email winner, who is also the Week 5 Madden winner, that's Brennan Burke. Brennan, I lost track of how many sponsor confirmation emails Brennan sent me. It was a lot. I'll put it that way. It was a whole lot. So shout out to Brennan for all of the different sponsor codes you took advantage of. You made it very clear you really wanted the free Madden code. So I will send that to you today. YouTube shout out of the week for a new YouTube subscriber, Joshua Watt, W-A-T-T. I wonder if he's related to TJ, JJ, or Derek. Anyway, please email me, Joshua, Ross at RossTucker.com. Let me know who you would like the shout out to be for. We are over 1,000 subscribers on YouTube, which is great. Let's keep that going. Patron shout outs goes to Eric Hobbs. Another day, another new patron. That is the way we roll. Patreon.com/RT Media. It's big show time.
The big show.
Brett Rypien got his first win as a starter last night. Broncos over the Jets, 37-28. Tell me about the Broncos. Tell me about the Jets, Ross. You were there. Tell me about the food. Tell me about MetLife. Tell me about all of it.
Well, so as far as MetLife goes, you know, they had sort of the standard Italian hoagie. Then they had a turkey and Swiss with honey mustard. Then they had like a tuna salad sandwich or like a grilled veggie sandwich of some kind. And as I actually went for the turkey and Swiss, surprisingly, but I had like an Italian kind of on the drive there. The one of the service dining service members said, because they know me now, like they know me because I've been there enough. They know about my videos, which, by the way, I post on Twitter and Instagram at Ross Tucker NFL. So please follow me those two places. We are at Ross Tucker Pod on Twitter and Instagram. And you can also always check us out, facebook.com/RossTuckerNFL. And she said, you know, we also have General Tso's chicken as a hot option. And I thought, no, probably not a good idea. Trying to be healthy. You know, I don't know if I want to have that in my stomach when I'm about to do a game. Sat down, looked at the sandwich, stood right back up, Brian, went up and said, on second thought, I will take that General Tso's chicken. You got to understand, Brian, I had General Tso's chicken almost every night in college. And we would order it at like 10 o'clock at night. It would get there at 11. The worst thing you can possibly eat or do. And it tasted exactly the same. It tasted glorious. It tasted delicious. I am so happy about my decision. And I am so thankful for the Jets for that hot food option. That was nice. I give them an A-minus for that. I was not expecting that. I thought it would only be the sandwiches. To bring the General Tso's chicken out of nowhere with fried rice, by the way, boom. A-minus for the New York Jets in terms of the press box food. On the field, not so much. This entire breakdown, by the way, is presented by the DraftKings Sportsbook. This line, the betting line, was all over the place on DraftKings, from the Jets being the favorite to the Broncos favorite, yin and yang, back and forth. What I felt better about was the under. I didn't think the teams would combine to score 41 points. Shows you how much I know. Holy cow. I mean, Bri, it was a crazy, eventful game from, you know, Sam Darnold on the first drive. Well, first of all, on the first drive, Mekhi Becton isn't even – he's suited up, but he's supposed to only be used in an emergency situation at left tackle. Well, then his replacement, Chuma Edoga, he gets hurt on like the fourth play. And then they put Becton in. So Becton clearly has some type of injury. He obviously has something bothering him. He wasn't good enough to start the game, but he's good enough to go in after four plays. I've never understood the logic. And by the way, they said he was available in an emergency situation. It wasn't an emergency situation because they had Connor McDermott from UCLA. He was available for the game as well. And so after a couple series, they actually took Becton out and put McDermott in. So just blatant mismanagement by the New York Jets. One of many things, including the outcome of the game, which should probably get Adam Gase fired. There are reports that he won't be. I mean, his days are numbered. And I said this last week and last night only served to reinforce that. But on that first drive, Sam Darnold, if you guys didn't check it out yet, he had a ridiculous, I mean ridiculous, touchdown run. He pump fakes A.J. Johnson, their middle linebacker, makes him miss. Then he runs down the field. Justin Simmons, the all-pro safety, has him dead to rights, and he jukes him in the open field. Then there's another safety, Kareem Jackson, and Darnold fakes like he's going to slide, or maybe thought he was going to slide, change his mind. Kareem Jackson kind of lets him go. He scores a touchdown, 46-yard rushing touchdown, longest of the season. Unbelievable for Darnold. But then after that, Darnold gets slammed on his shoulder. It looks like he's going to be out for the rest of the game, maybe a long time. Joe Flacco comes in. And the next thing you know, the next series, in the middle of the series, Darnold comes back in. I mean, it was a wild game. And there were so many questionable decisions by the Jets. Jerry Jeudy had a crazy helmet catch. The Jets had so many costly penalties that really hurt them. I mean, they probably would have won the game if it weren't for all of the personal foul penalties that they had, Bri. I mean, had to be five or six, including at the end of the game where Adam Gase is taking timeouts for some unknown reason. They're down 9 points. There's 40 seconds left, and Gase is taking timeout so that on fourth down, the Broncos have to make a decision on fourth and 12. Now, the Broncos should have punted it, but I have no idea why Adam Gase was using his timeouts. And the Jets use it as an opportunity, Steve McClendon, to take out his frustration and absolutely destroy Brett Rypien back-to-back plays. I mean, it was a mess. It was absolute garbage. If you guys didn't stay up for it, you should go back and see it. It was crazy. I thought Brett Rypien did a lot of good things, especially in the first half. But then in the second half, he ended up throwing three picks, two back-to-back that were horrible. One was a pick six, helped give the Jets the lead. But to his credit, he kept trucking, kept plugging, and he fought back, was able to lead the game-leading drive after that field goal drive. Both kickers were awesome in the game. Then Melvin Gordon sealed it on a late touchdown. The only other thing of note is that Jamison Crowder had a big night. He's a good player for the Jets. He's pretty much one of their only good players for the Jets. Speaking of good, you know what I think is good, Bri? Now more than ever, it's important to show support for your team and your community. Visa and the National Football League know that local businesses help your community move the ball down the field. Small businesses everywhere are overcoming challenges in these new times thanks to teammates like you and Visa. Because when everyone pitches in, everyone benefits. Being loyal to local businesses ignites growth and supports all of us and our communities because they know that where you shop matters. Visa urges you to support local retailers who are making shopping safe and reliable. And remember, tap to pay with a contactless Visa wherever you see the contactless symbol to help support your community. Visa, official partner of the NFL.
Want to know which team is going to win every single game on Sunday? Then listen up.
All right, let's start with Baltimore and Washington.
Right, so the Ravens are going to win this game. As I mentioned on the Even Money podcast on Tuesday, I think they're going to destroy Washington, who should be out, you know, should be without Matt Ioannidis, Chase Young. The Ravens played horrible on Monday night. They're mad. They're frustrated. I believe they're going to come back and bounce back in a major way. I think that's a bad thing for Washington. Haskins is not playing well. I envision the Ravens blowing out Washington. Let's call it 31-13. And you can lock up the Ravens this week, Bri.
Your survivor slash knockout slash whatever you call it, pick of the week.
We would normally have been talking about Pittsburgh and Tennessee, but that game's not going to happen. So we will move on to the Chargers and Bucks.
What a shame, by the way. I mean, two teams that are undefeated really stinks. That was going to be probably the best 1 p.m. Eastern time game. As for the Chargers and the Bucks, looking forward to seeing Justin Herbert, his first game on the road. I mean, Justin Herbert, Bri, I think he's 23. So Tom Brady's been in the NFL since he was two. I mean, that's unbelievable when you think about that. Even before Herbert was watching games on TV, Tom Brady was winning Super Bowls. That is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. I like the Bucs to win. Their defense has been playing very, very well right now. I think it probably ends up being 24-16, something like that. But I like Brady and the boys, even without Chris Godwin, to get this win, primarily on the strength of that Bucs defense.
Seattle at Miami.
I'm taking Seattle to win the game. I do think Miami will be able to keep it close. I think that, you know, they played much better the other night, and I think that they'll be able to continue to play well. And this is not an easy spot for the Seahawks. It wouldn't shock me if the Dolphins won the game, but I'm not picking that to happen. But I think it's close, really close. Let's go 31-28 Seahawks.
The Minnesota Vikings at the Houston Texans.
Both teams, kind of like last night, absolutely hungry, starving for a win. I think the Texans are going to win this one. I think the Vikings' chance to win a game, or their best chance, was last week. They had that. They still weren't able to get it done. Whereas the Texans come back home, you're going against a Vikings team whose secondary has been horrible so far. I think Deshaun Watson has a big day. I'm not sure the Vikings can replicate offensively what they did last week against the Titans. I will go Houston 27, Minnesota 20.
Next game, it's New Orleans at the Detroit Lions.
It's interesting. You know, you almost don't even realize, Brian, until you look at it, that both these teams are 1-2. But they are. I mean, they're both 1-2 football teams right now. I think New Orleans gets it done. You know, I think the Lions kind of got there. Hey, we get a win every once in a while. Win last week in Arizona. Man, if the Saints lost three games in a row, that would be – if the Saints lost three games in a row, including to Detroit, I feel like that would be maybe the story coming out of week four in the NFL. I don't envision that happening, although I think it'll be a good game. I think it'll be close, back and forth, the way these two teams are playing. I'm going to call it 28-27. The Saints sneak by with the victory.
Cleveland Browns at the Dallas Cowboys.
This is a true toss-up game for me. I don't really understand the betting line for this one. I mean, this is one that I'm going to make it a point to go to the DraftKings Sportsbook because they're giving all new users the chance to turn $1 into $100 when they bet on any team. I don't know how long they're going to do this for you guys, but if you've ever thought of getting any sportsbook app on your phone, whether your state's legal or not, I mean, DraftKings Sportsbook, all new users, the chance to turn $1 into $100. Think about that. It's crazy. Or you can go to DraftKings Sportsbook, bet on the baseball playoffs, NBA finals. Whatever you do, know that DraftKings is safe, reliable, and secure. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code Ross when you sign up to get this can't-miss offer. Pick any team during week four, bet $1 on them, and win $100 if they win. That's $1 to win $100 when you use promo code Ross during sign-up. Limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey or PA only. Profit boost terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. And so as far as this game, Brian, last I checked, the Browns were 4.5-point underdogs. I don't really understand that. I think that they're playing better. Now, it looks like the Cowboys might get Tyron Smith back, but the Cowboys are still having major offensive line issues. They can't stop anybody defensively, and we've been able to see that the Browns have been able to do some really good things offensively in terms of moving the football. So I kind of feel like the Cleveland Browns are going to win this game outright. I'm picking the upset. I'm picking the surprise. I'm picking the Browns 30-24. Let the doggies out, Bri.
Ross's underdog of the week.
Jacksonville at Cincinnati.
This is another betting line. Back to back. These are two-unit bets on the Even Money podcast. And this is the other one. I don't really understand the line. You know, the Bengals just played in a full overtime tie and went the full 70 minutes. It's a lot of football, a lot of snaps. Meanwhile, the Jaguars played last Thursday night. So they've had extra time to heal, extra time to prepare, for Cincinnati. I think the Jags win the game. I think the Jags bounce back, play really well on the road, get the win. I'm going to say it's 24-21, and we can let the doggies out back-to-back.
Ross's Underdog of the Week.
The Indianapolis Colts at the Chicago Bears.
You know, this might now be the most intriguing 1 p.m. game. I think Browns-Cowboys obviously will have a lot of eyeballs on it, but I like Colts-Bears too, Bri, just because I think a lot of people will be curious to see how Nick Foles does in this game. I think the Bears are better with Foles, but I think the Colts are the better team. Been very impressed with how the Colts have played the last couple of weeks. Maybe it's lesser competition. I don't know, but I'm taking the Colts to win the game. I think they're favored for a reason. Maybe Nick Foles surprises me. He certainly could. I mean, if he picks up where he left off against the Falcons, then he probably will. I think the Colts defense is much, much better, though. So I'll take Indy in a good game, 23-20 Colts.
Arizona Cardinals, the Carolina Panthers.
This should be a fun game. Should be a back-and-forth game, probably a bunch of points in this one. You know, the Cardinals defense isn't really playing as well as I would have thought they would. Teddy Bridgewater's playing pretty good football. Carolina's moving the ball. They've been competitive in every game. This really comes down to whether or not Kyler Murray turns the football over, whether or not he's able to, you know, play within himself like he did the first two games, or try to do too much like he did last game. I'll believe that he learns from his mistakes. I'll take Arizona 27-24 in a fun game on the road.
The New York Giants at the Los Angeles Rams.
Yeah, I mean, this is another good survivor pick. If you don't use the Ravens as a survivor pick, you can use the Rams. Hard to imagine, based on what we've seen so far from the New York Giants, that they'd be able to go to LA and beat a Rams team that's playing really well. I mean, even though the Rams lost against Buffalo, that comeback that they had was extremely impressive. I like the Rams. I like the Rams big. I think it's 27-13, and you can lock them up, Brian.
Your survivor slash knockout slash whatever you call it, pick of the week.
The Buffalo Bills at the Las Vegas Raiders.
The Buffalo Bills? You know, I would have thought the Raiders could give the Bills a really good game. They're so beat up. I mean, it doesn't sound like Bryan Edwards is going to play. It doesn't sound like Henry Ruggs is going to play. You know, even Jacobs and Waller have been a little bit beat up. They've got the controversy of being at that event without the mask. I mean, there's just a lot of things going against Vegas in this game, such that I really cannot predict them to win it. Plus, the Bills are playing at a high level. The Bills know they got to keep pace and stay ahead of the Patriots. They've been mature in finding a way to get it done at Miami and against the Rams last week. I think it happens again. I think the score of this game is 27-20, Buffalo. I think they win by a full touchdown.
The New England Patriots at the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, I mean, this is the featured 4:25 p.m. Eastern Tony Romo, Jim Nance game. Should be a good one. Really looking forward to it. If you can't catch the whole thing, make sure you check it out afterwards on NFL Game Pass. Really, you should even check out the game I called last night, Jets and Broncos, on NFL Game Pass, because it was fascinating. I mean, the Jerry Jeudy, he mossed Pierre Desir, who had two interceptions, the Darnold run, lots of highlights, lots of plays. It'd be great to check out the condensed game version on NFL Game Pass, or even watch the coaching tape from the end zone or the all 22. Just go to NFL.com/Game Pass to start your free trial today. NFL Game Pass is where football never stops. Again, NFL.com/Game Pass. I'm very curious, Bri. I really don't know what to expect in the Chiefs-Patriots. I do not think the Patriots will get blown out. That's just not their style. Belichick usually has a pretty good game plan. And I do think that the Patriots have some of the ingredients to hang with the Chiefs. I think that they will run the ball with Burkhead and Michelle over and over again and try to keep the ball away from Mahomes and the Chiefs and try to pound them and run Cam Newton a lot in this game and try to grind out a win. They do have a good secondary, so they can afford to try to get pressure on Mahomes with some different blitz packages and see if Gilmore or the McCourty twins or whoever can make a play on the back end. I think the Patriots hang with them, but I can't sit here and think that they're going to actually win the game. I can't go that far. I'll say 24-20, the Chiefs win in an entertaining, really fun game to watch.
Sunday Night Football, the Philadelphia Eagles, San Francisco 49ers.
So I've said a couple times that, you know, maybe the last couple of weeks, that the Eagles under Doug Peterson, every time you're just about to say, boy, they're done, their season's over, the last 3 years, they have found a way to rally and get in the playoffs. But I've said that the last couple of weeks, and they really haven't been able to do it. They haven't been able to show it. I don't know that they're going to be able to do it this year. I mean, they had one wide receiver at practice the other day. They're so beat up. Now, they're playing a Niners team, though, that's so beat up. So it's really not an excuse for the Eagles. They're just not as good as the 49ers. So they might do it. This would be the type of game that Doug Peterson would find a way to win. But I can't, you know, I always make my picks for you guys based on what I think is going to happen. I can't sit here and pick or predict that to happen in this game. I'll take the Niners 24-17. I don't think it's a crazy high-scoring game, 24-17.
And finally, Monday Night Football, the Atlanta Falcons at the Green Bay Packers.
Pretty big news, Bri, that evidently Alan Lazard, the Packers' breakout wide receiver of the last couple of games, certainly last week against the Saints, he had core muscle surgery this week, which means he's out indefinitely. So Aaron Rodgers might be without Alan Lazard and Devontae Adams, which is pretty crazy if you think about it. I mean, that's his top two receivers. Who's he even throwing to? I mean, Marquez Valdez-Scantling is going to have to really step up in this one for the Packers. He'll find a way, though. I mean, he'll throw it to Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams out of the backfield. Sternberger, Tanyan, Robert, don't call me Tanyan Harding. He'll have to figure it out. So I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to take the Packers to still win against the Falcons. Should be high scoring, although maybe not as high scoring as I thought with Alan Lazard being out. It doesn't sound to me like Devontae Adams is going to play again either. I'll still, though, take the Packers to win a relatively high-scoring one. Let's go 31-27. The Pack find a way to get it done. So I had two survivor picks for you. I've got two underdogs for you. Make sure you're checking out on social media, at Ross Tucker NFL, at Ross Tucker Pod, all of our fun clips that we think are our best clips, that intern Casey clips. Shout outs to Pizza Boy Brewing, DynastyFreaks.com, Sportaculture, Steakhouse Sports, Vision Comics with an X. If you want to check out your boy, I will be on CBS Sports Network tomorrow at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Abilene Christian, a lot of NFL players from Abilene Christian over the years. They are taking on the Black Knights of Army here at West Point tomorrow at 1:30 if you want to check that out. Speaking of checking it out, shop local with Visa to help support your community, because where you shop matters. Visa, everywhere you want to be. We are everywhere you want to be. Any podcast platform, please subscribe. YouTube.com/RossTuckerNFL. Patreon.com/RT Media, obviously all the social media platforms. And I have one more Madden to give out next week. I think we're done here.
Thanks for listening to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Fantasy Feast, Even Money, Business of Sports, and College Draft. All available at Apple Podcasts, RossTucker.com, or wherever podcasts can be found.